We have two questions for Sister Hafsa. Now, first question is regarding music. She says, this is from some younger viewers, but why is music haram? And she asked something in that which maybe you need to pick up, was the logical answer for this.
Okay. Well, before I answer the real answer, I'd like to give an explanation to a very important thing, which is that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes unlawful, He makes it unlawful for a wise reason, and it is for the best of ourselves. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes lawful, it is of course lawful because it is amongst at-tayyibat. And we're not supposed to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind every prohibition as why He made it prohibited. People centuries ago have never heard of a tapeworm or anything that's living within the flesh of the pig, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us from eating the flesh of the swine. We don't have to question everything as long as we believe in His oneness, and He is the commander of chief. He is the creator, He is the maintainer, and He knows best. But in many cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains as why this is haram, such as for drinking, such as adultery and fornication, and such as music. Music is the tool of Satan that he possesses, and he controls the mind of its followers, of his followers, through music. And that's why it is prohibited. Don't you see how they start moving right and left, and all of a sudden they start dancing once music has been played? This is the environment where Satans gather around, and angels would depart the city or the gathering place where music is being played. And that's why a person who would like to be in the company of the angels and who like to be devoutly worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should avoid that. And if not, you can see that the behavior of the person who's into music, into dancing and so on, completely off track. And he easily slips into sins because he is in the company of a shayateen.